This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. I'm just hoping that you'll take a few moments out of your day, I know a very busy day, and study with me from the Word of God. From Acts chapter 24 today, verses 24 and 25. We've been studying on this passage for the past several days, studying about the non-conversion of a man named Felix. You know, sometimes people heard the very greatest preachers. Some people even heard the Lord Jesus Christ and turned away from Him. Some heard the Apostle Paul, of whom other than Christ there was no greater preacher. Here was a man who had the privilege of hearing the preaching of Saul of Tarsus, who became a Christian and became the Apostle Paul, and yet he did not obey the gospel. We have pointed out in this particular situation, we have a preaching listening situation, a circumstance in which preaching is done. In such a situation, you have an audience, you have a preacher, you have a sermon, and you have the results of the sermon. We have pointed out the audience is comprised of the Roman governor and his wife Drusilla, very wicked people. The preacher is Paul the Apostle, who in this situation, being a prisoner and under the threat of death, no doubt had a great temptation to water down the message, but he is so strong in his love for Christ and his truth that he preaches what these people need. And so the Bible tells us that he preached with them and reasoned with them concerning the faith in Christ and preached to them concerning righteousness, their need to be free from the guilt of sin, which could be accomplished only by the blood of Christ. And then next, the Bible tells us that he preached to them concerning self-control. You know, it's not too hard for us to see that we're guilty of sin. It's really not too hard to see what the Bible teaches us to do to be saved or what to do with our lives. Usually the real snag comes at the point of being willing to control your life to do that. Either Christ controls your life or Satan. There is really no middle ground. You cannot love God in the world. You cannot serve God in mammon. Having pointed out the necessity of their being free from sin, of their being righteous by the blood of Christ, Paul proceeds on to say, you've got to get control of your life. The Bible says that greater is the man who is the master of his own spirit than he that taketh the city. We tend to think that men who are presidents and generals and leaders of armies and all are the great men. We honor them. But the man who is the master of his own spirit in the sight of God is really a greater man. Paul is saying here, I've shown you what is right. I've shown you what you must do. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and then to live a life devoted to him. I've shown you must repent of every wicked event, every wicked thing you've ever done, and every wicked relationship in your life. Now you must get control of yourself and do it. Point yourself to the doing of it. And then the final point in his sermon of applying the message of the faith in Christ to these people was the judgment to come. There are, of course, sometimes many grave and serious results of sin in this life. Sometimes people are involved in sin and contract very terrible diseases. Sometimes they're involved in sin in automobile accidents. They maim their bodies, either kill themselves, kill others, and so forth. But the real ultimate outcome of sin is to be lost in eternity. We could tolerate suffering in this life if only we can be saved in the life to come. And the Apostle Paul here points out that there is a judgment to come. In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, the Bible says, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. That means every one of us. Unless the Lord Jesus Christ comes again before we die, we will die, every one of us. And then there will be a resurrection. In John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29, the Lord Jesus Christ is recorded as saying, the hour cometh in the which all that are in the tomb shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of condemnation. And in the judgment there will be a great division of all the people that have ever lived upon this earth. On the right hand will be those who have loved and served God, and they will hear the words, well done, good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joys of thy Lord. And on the other hand, those who have rejected the will of God, who have not been obedient to the gospel, as we read in 2 Thessalonians verses 7 to 9, will hear the words that will damn them to everlasting punishment away from God and everything that's good. Now there was the sermon, but Felix rejected it. He said, "Wait until I have a convenient season, and then I will call for you." Friends, be with us again next time. I'm glad you've been with us today. Until we meet again, may God bless and keep you, is my prayer.